we interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Back on overtime for hour number two.
Sorry.
Daniel Bratman dozing off deep in Twitter land.
Yeah, that was on me. I was looking up the cathedral thing.
Man.
Oh, yeah, sad news.
It does suck. Yeah, Cole, I had to step out. We talked a little bit about that. Man, the inside, at least the main sanctuary, not damaged barely at all. It's just the outside.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Awful
terrible
stuff. And like I'm not from Paris, I'm not Catholic, but still I appreciate something like that stood for so long.
It's
definitely tough to see something like that. The good thing is I don't think anybody was injured, so
that
is the most important news, is that nothing bad like that did happen to anybody though. So definitely a speedy renovation out there for the Notre Dame Cathedral out in Paris. And no, I will not make a joke about Notre Dame football. I can think of several right now, but no, I will not do that.
Too soon.
I kind of want to in a way, but I know it's better to not do that. So to keep my mind away from all that temptation, going through over to Cole McCormick. Cole, it was a big weekend for the Orange and White game. Huge weekend for tons of Noble visitors making official and or unofficial visits over to take in the festivities with Jeremy Pruitt, Brian Niedermeyer, and the rest of the staff as well. And you got some updates on that to share with us too. So without further ado, it is time for your recruiting update brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors. And now it is time for Cole to talk.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Tonight we will start with Hudson Wolf. Mr. Wolf is a tight end out of Hardin County High School over in Savannah, Tennessee, over on the west side of the state. He was on campus over the weekend to take in the Vols. Tight end, as I said, 6'6", 235 pounds. He is in the 2021 class, so another year or so to go before he decides where he will go to college. No rankings at the moment, no crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers for Mr. Wolf, including a Tennessee offer, come from Alabama, Arkansas, Auburn, Georgia, and Kentucky, to name a few. So the SEC definitely likes the big young man. Next, I just wanted to go through a couple of the big-time name visitors that were here over the weekend. We've talked about, I believe, all of these guys before. A few of them we talk about, I believe, every day, if not almost every other day. But I will run through them here quickly. The lone five-star on here over the weekend, we've talked about him extensively. I feel like I live on his 247 page. But it's Justin Rogers. You know him and you love him. The number one guard in the 2020 class, number one player in the state of Michigan, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. He was here over the weekend taking his official visit to Knoxville. 6'2 and a half, 311 pounds, out of Oak Park, Michigan, as I mentioned, over at Oak Park High School. Let's see here. 23rd overall prospect as well. He has had a lot of love given to him within the last 4 to 5 days. He has, gained 7 crystal ball predictions to Tennessee within that span. Tennessee is now the leader for his services, according to the experts over at 247 Sports. Tennessee sits at 39% for his services. Ohio State is next at 28%, Georgia at 22%, and a measly 11% for undecided. Other offers, he has them from everywhere. Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, Kentucky, and LSU. So he was here over the weekend. Always good to see a big-name guy on campus. And sticking with him real quick, Jesse Simonton of VolQuest wrote a little piece about Rogers and what he had to say about his trip. Just wanted to read a few quotes about what Rogers had to say real quick. Let's see. Justin Rogers made his 5th trip to Tennessee this weekend, so the 5-star lineman wasn't as wild with the facilities or academic center. He's seen all that. That doesn't mean the Vols didn't knock the visitor The visit out of the park, though, as Rogers' lasting impression Sunday was that Rocky Top is really starting to feel like home. Rogers says, it's all family down here. I'll definitely be back down here real soon. I just got a real good vibe. Let's see. He goes on to say, when you get on the field, it's all business, but off the field, it's family. Tennessee, it's a welcoming feeling. He goes on to talk about Coach Pruitt. He said, with Coach Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee is on the come up. Love to hear that. Coach Winky and Coach Rocker are two of his main recruiters. He says, Coach Winky and Rocker, they keep it real. They're great people. Coach Pruitt is a great person. The whole coaching staff is amazing. Goes on to talk about what he wants to play in college. Let's see. Let me find the actual quote so I don't mess it up here. Even though he is rated as the number one offensive guard in the country, he also plays defensive line in high school. And he says he plans on playing the defensive line in college, and Tennessee is letting him do that. He said, speaking on playing on the defense, that's a big thing that's important to me. That's a big role. Coach Pruitt said he likes me as a D tackle, and that's important. I definitely can come and start as a defensive tackle. Tennessee wants me to do what I want to do. Defensive line is the best for me, so I'm going to play defensive line. So, I mean, even though he plays in high school, you're the number one offensive guard in the class. You figured he'd play offensive line, but looks like he wants to play defensive line. And it looks like Tennessee's the favorite because Coach Pruitt will allow him to play defensive line. Next, another big-time offensive lineman was on campus. Also talked about him a lot. Tate Ratledge was here. Offensive tackle in the 2020 class, 6'6 and a half, 311 pounds, an absolute unit on the offensive line. He's from Rome, Georgia, down at Darlington School. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Fourth offensive tackle in the class, fifth best player in the state of Georgia, 39th overall player nationally. Current crystal ball predictions, Tennessee in a very good spot for his services. 33% to Georgia, undecided, and then the other 33% to your Tennessee Volunteers. Other offers from Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, and many, many more. Next, E.J. Williams was also on campus. He's a four-star wide receiver from Phoenix City, Alabama at Central High School. 6'3", 188-pound receiver in the 2020 class. 19th overall wide receiver in the country. Second-best player in the state of Alabama and 89th overall player, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Current crystal ball prediction sit at 100% to Clemson, but you never know what could happen down the road. Other offers for Mr. Williams come from, of course, Tennessee, Clemson, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, and many more. Next, another four-star, Keyshawn Lawrence. Talked about him a lot, an in-state guy over in Nashville at the Ensworth School Academy, not really sure. Safety in the 2020 class, 6'3", 192 pounds. Four-star guy, as I said, fifth overall safety in the class, excuse me, and fifth best player in the state of Tennessee, and 91st overall player in the country, and also the number one defensive back in the state for the 2020 class. Other offers for Mr. Lawrence come from Auburn, Clemson, Miami, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and many, many more. Next, an Auburn commit was on campus over the weekend. Kobe Hudson was here. He's from LaGrange, Georgia, down at Troup County High School. He's a wide receiver in the 2020 class, 6'1", 186 pounds. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 14th best wide receiver in the class, 8th best player in the state of Georgia, and 66th best player nationally. Current crystal ball predictions sit at 100% to Auburn. Makes sense since he is an Auburn commit. Other offers for his services, Alabama, Appalachian State, Arkansas, Clemson, Tennessee, and many more. We're moving along here. Next, Thayu Jones-Bell was also on campus over the weekend. He's also a four-star wide receiver, 5'11", 187 pounds, out of Hollandale, Florida, down at Miami Carroll City High School. Excuse me. He is also in the 2020 class, 11th best wide receiver in the 2020 class, according to 247 Sports, ranking 6th best player in the state of Florida, 60th overall player nationally. Current crystal ball prediction sit at 100% to Alabama. Let's see here. Other offers come from, of course, Alabama and Tennessee, Florida, FIU, FAU, and Florida State, to just name a few. Next, another guy we've talked about extensively, four-star linebacker B.J. Ojulari was also on campus. He is a defensive end slash linebacker in the 2020 class, 6'2 and a half, 222 pounds, down there at Marietta High School in Marietta, Georgia. Let's see, eighth overall defensive end in the class, 16th best player in the state of Georgia. Current crystal ball predictions for his service to sit at 86% to the Georgia Bulldogs and 14% undecided. Other offers come from Oklahoma, Alabama, Auburn, Clemson, Florida, Tennessee, and many, many more. Another guy we've talked extensively about and one of my favorite names in the 2020 class, and a name I think we should add to the all-recruiting name team, gentlemen, Tank Bigsby was on campus over the
Tank
week.
Tank Bigsby?
Tank Bigsby.
Great name.
And if you look at him, he is an absolute tank. A running back in the 2020 class, 6 foot, 195 pounds. He's out of Hogansville, Georgia, down at Callaway High School. Let's see, four-star guy, according to 247 Sports composite rankings, 8th best running back in the class, 6th best player in the state of Georgia, and 47th best player nationally. Current crystal ball predictions sit at 67% to South Carolina and 33% to Georgia. Other offers come from everybody. If your name's Tank, they're going to offer you South Carolina, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and many, many more. Next, Catan Crawford was also on campus over the weekend. He is a three-star defensive back in the 2020 class, 5'11", 200 pounds, out of Tyler, Texas, down at John Tyler High School. According to 247 Sports Rankings, 39th overall athlete in the class, 70th overall player in the state of Texas. Other offers come from, of course, Tennessee, Baylor, Texas, Arkansas, and Houston, to name a few. Another guy we've talked about a lot, a local kid, Cooper Mays, offensive center in the 2020 class, 6'3", 278 pounds. He was also here over the weekend, plays over there over at Knox Catholic. You know him and you love him. Four-star guy according to 247 Sports Rankings, 5th overall center in the class, 8th overall player in the state of Tennessee. 100% crystal ball predictions to the Vols. And he also received one over the weekend, so you have to feel good about that if you are a Tennessee fan. Other offers come from Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, Duke, Florida, and many, many more. Let's see, another one. Deontay Craig was also on campus, a three-star linebacker slash defensive end in the 2020 class. He's out of Culver, Indiana at the Culver Academies, 6'3", 230 pounds. 26th overall defensive end, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, fourth best player in the state of Indiana. Let's see here. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers, including the Vols, come from Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Cincinnati, to name a few. Let me scroll down here. We've got two more for tonight. Let's see. Trying to be thorough. Gary Simpson has announced that he will be coming to Knoxville to visit the Vols soon. Doesn't give an exact date. He tweets, coming to Tennessee next, hashtag GBO, hashtag Vol. Vols fans, show some love. Mr. Simpson is from Powder Springs, Georgia, at McEachern High School, I believe is how you say that. 6'3", 168-pound wide receiver and safety in the 2020 class. Let's see. Not a whole lot. No rankings at the moment. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. But he will be here on campus soon. And then last, but certainly not least for tonight, I called it on Friday. I put us on commit watch Friday. And what happened yesterday? Tennessee picks up another commit in the 2020 class. I will admit, it was not who I thought it was going to be. But nevertheless, I was right. I was right, and you all know it. Jimmy Callaway announced that he has committed to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to say I've committed to the University of Tennessee. Mr. Callaway is a corner in the corner athlete, whatever you want to call him, in the 2020 class, 5'11", 166 pounds. He is out of Morrow, Georgia, down at Morrow High School. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, 53rd overall athlete in the class, 71st player out of the state of Georgia. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. To go along with his Tennessee offer, he has other offers from Coastal Carolina, Colorado State, Georgia Southern, and Georgia Tech. So another commit for Tennessee in that 2020 class. And I'm going to be honest, fellas, when I heard the news and saw the news break, it was a little underwhelming. A lot of high hopes going into the weekend. A lot of big names here over the weekend. Expected a commit from one of them, but Tennessee got one from a three-star guy. But after watching tape, after watching what people are saying about him, it seems his stock is rising very fast. Very fast young man. I watched his tape. Nobody can catch him down there. So Maybe he's a diamond in the rough. You never know. I will say this. He is 0.04 points away from being a 4-star. So right on the edge of the 3-4-star grading. But, yeah, Tennessee getting another commit for the 2020 class. Hopefully Mr. Callaway can make a big impact if he does, in fact, come to Knoxville. Okay. And that will conclude this Monday edition of the Recruiting Update. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Cole McCormick, big post orange and white game recruiting haul here. Looking like a lot of good news so far.
Yeah.
That's not the commitment I wanted personally. I wanted Mr. Rogers already.
Yeah.
But at least it's trending in a very good direction.
I will say, I did mention it, a lot of predictions for Tennessee for Rogers, and in the piece with Volquist, he did mention he plans on committing early this summer. So could be another couple weeks, another couple months before we know where he's going. But right now he looks like a Tennessee favorite.
All right, fair enough. Keep it going that way. Keep it going that way. That recruiting update, as always, is brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors, your go-to countertop renovation source in East Tennessee. They've been in business for over a decade, helping out thousands of households in the area. Let yours be next. They got any surface you can think of in any type of color, all at the best value in Knoxville. Granite, quartz, marble, and more, all at their wonderful showroom that they are currently in the process of still updating over there on Millbrook Pike, while they also get the kitchen center on Kingston Pike ready to open at the end of the month as well. Two locations to better serve you. Give them a call at 865-971-5800 or go online to knoxstoneinteriors.com. You get a free in-home estimate either way you choose right there. Their showroom is open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and they got convenient 9 to 2 hours on Saturday as well. Kitchens, bathrooms, outdoor kitchens, entertainment centers, whatever the place in or out of your home, and whatever the surface, they will have your solution. It's Knoxville Stone Interiors. They've done 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting. And with that, we hear a first break of hour number 2, 865-546-8200, 546-8200, to hop on the show with us here. Talked a lot about the Orange and White game in hour number 1. Talked about Tigers' triumph at Augusta as well. We're going to move on. Talk about some other shocking news that, man, let me tell you this right here. I'll give LSU credit for one thing. They know how to do PR, and they know when to release public statements. Yep. They dropped the Will Wade bombshell 10 minutes before the premiere of Game of Thrones. Bravo to them. Bravo to them for the perfect timing. I mean, may not agree with the whole move. It may end up biting them more in the ass, but they at least knew when to announce the move, at least. Tell you all about that. Talk about Will Wade and LSU on the other side. Keep it tuned right here to Fan Run Radio. You are listening to Overtime. Will Paid, a.k.a. Will Wade of LSU, at least for the moment, he is back full-time as LSU's head coach in basketball. Who saw this coming?
I did not.
Not I.
I didn't either.
I did not.
Not right now, at least.
That's so whack.
But it's here, and as we told you right before the break, they waited 10 minutes before the season 8, the final season of Game of Thrones, premiered to drop the news.
Snuck it right in there.
Perfect time for a news dump. I give them credit for doing that, at least. But yeah, Joe Leva, he announced last night that Will Wade's back for the meantime. He's been suspended for more than a month when he refused to meet with the school and the NCAA and answered any questions regarding what relationship he had with Christian Dawkins. He refused to answer any questions about that Yahoo report about his wiretapped conversation with Christian Dawkins about the recruitment and the quote-unquote strong-ass offer to one Javonte Smart. Now he's back. He met with LSU and the NCAA at the end of last week. We told you about it on Thursday. He met with them, and he's back.
Great.
For the meantime, they met on Friday with NCAA compliance officials there, and Joe Leva said he was satisfied with the answers that Will Wade gave. In a leave a statement, he said, Coach Wade met Friday with university and NCAA officials. During those meetings, he answered all questions and denied any wrongdoing in connection with recently reported allegations of irregularities in college basketball recruiting. See, this was the thing before. Like, he didn't even deny he did anything wrong. So now at least he's denied it. At least he's had some type of answer.
He's still guilty. I was shocked when I saw that headline.
The university regrets that Coach Wade did not choose to fulfill his obligations to LSU when he was first asked to do so. A little passive aggressiveness. Yeah. I love it. However, the seriousness of the allegations and Coach Wade's prior refusal to refute them could not be ignored without exposing the university and basketball program to great risk. Protecting LSU and preserving our integrity must always be our first priority. Coach Wade's explanations and clarifications offered during the meeting, absent actual evidence of misconduct, satisfy his contractual obligation to LSU. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what Leva said in the statement here. Man, first and foremost, forget what Wade may or may not have done, although we're like 95% sure he did do something. Forget that for a second. How much of a fool does Joe Leva look right now? Because he took that whole stand to suspend him, yada yada yada. He already, at least in the eyes of LSU fans, becomes public enemy number one, and now he's backtracking this already.
Yeah, he looks
like a joke. Dude looks like an absolute pushover.
Joke Oliva, if you ask me.
Oh,
nice.
There it is.
That was a good one.
You look like an absolute fool doing that. Have some conviction one way or the other. Either, if you're going to stand with your dude, stand with him from the get-go.
Yeah.
But then I know what he had to do. Will kind of didn't do himself any favors by straight up refusing to talk.
Yeah, that's such a dumb move. Look guilty.
All he had to do was like deny it, because if he did something wrong, he's going to get found out eventually.
Yeah.
I hope he gets official and he is fired. His ass gets canned.
Yeah.
It's not happened yet, man. Hey, I know what LSU is doing. I know what Will Wade has been doing. And they're telling the NCAA to shove it. They're telling them to shove it. They're saying, bring it on. We've seen you let off other programs for a lot worse, egregious actions.
Yeah.
So if other programs can get through it, by God, we're going to try to as well. You at least got like that conviction in a way, in some type of way, to stand behind your dude, even though he's a filthy cheater.
Yeah.
But that's what they're going to try to do. We'll see the NCAA gets
an
L once again.
How does the NCAA let him be reinstated? It just blows my mind.
Because he at least cooperated. So contractually, he did what he was supposed to. And there's no 100% proof yet.
FBI wiretaps.
But it hasn't been officially, like the whole wiretap audio has not been released.
I can't wait till
I'm looking forward to that.
All that we have right now is what Yahoo got their hands on. And that's not even the full thing. That's just the excerpts of it. So now it's just a wait-and-see type of thing right now. Will Wade had a statement released, said, I am humble and grateful to be back at LSU. I regret the circumstances that prevented me from meeting with the university sooner. I wish I could have addressed these issues when the university first requested a meeting, and I'm grateful they gave me the opportunity to do so last week. I completely understand that without my denying or explaining the media reports accusing me of wrongdoing, LSU was left with no choice but to suspend me until I was willing and able to meet with them. Any other course of action would have put the program and the university at risk. I look forward to rejoining the team right away.
Sure you do.
And so, yeah. Now this Friday, a U.S. District Court judge in New York, he's going to rule Friday whether defense attorneys can subpoena Wade, and also another coach that was also first reportedly going to be subpoenaed as well, Sean Miller of Arizona. So he's going to rule whether or not defense attorneys can get those two to testify in the federal criminal trial that is upcoming. It's like the second part to the whole college basketball scandal. You had the one back in the fall, and now you have this one coming up at the end of the month. It's going to begin next Monday, actually. So 7 days away. That trial begins. And let's see. Earlier this month, federal prosecutors asked Judge Eduardo Ramos to prevent the coaches from testifying in the trial that is scheduled to begin next Monday. In that motion, prosecutors indicated that defense attorneys intended to call both coaches to testify, quote, about their involvement in NCAA rule breaking by paying student athletes. So if he gets on the stand, though,
he can't lie
unless he wants to go to jail.
Maybe he just tries to plead the fifth.
Is that lying in court? Perjury?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I thought I had my law terms down.
Hopefully he does lie and go to jail. I mean, either lie and go to jail or get fired.
I would probably take being fired.
I would too. Yeah, I would too.
100,000.
Yeah. Absolutely. Take that. At least you have a chance to get a job at some time later. If he somehow comes back to LSU next season, man, he's going to have a long road. He's not going to have that success he had this season because
I feel like the NCAA would put heavy sanctions on him.
Well, not just that. I mean, even if he's able to get out of this, even if the NCAA and prosecutors are not able to fully pin him down for specifically paying Javonte Smart and paying his family, even if they're not able to do that, this is what he comes back to next season. He's going to come back to a team without Javonte Smart, without Tremont Waters, without Nas Reed, Skylar Mays, and another highly recruited prospect they had on the team, Emmett Williams. All of them are going to the draft. And I doubt any of them are going to come back. I think they're all going to turn pro.
Javonte Smart already declared, did he not?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. A lot of them already really hired agents, and they're not coming back. The great players, the majority of the great players he had on this team are not coming back. What's the chances he gets out of this now? Because, I didn't think
it has to be slim.
I didn't ever think he'd be reinstated, though.
I didn't think he'd be reinstated this quickly.
I think he has a better chance now that he's reinstated, but still. I mean, we said, you can't lie when you get up there on the stand. And we're almost 100% positive that this actually happened.
Once those audio tapes are released,
I think he's screwed.
Yeah.
I think he's screwed right now.
If they are released.
If they are released, but even still, I mean, the FBI, man. The government's coming after you.
Yeah.
I think he's done. It's a matter of time.
Man, Dick Vitale came back on Baton Rouge Radio. Remember a few weeks ago when he got into it with those hosts down there?
Yes, he was mad.
Oh, he came back on. I'm trying to find the actual audio here, but he was right back on. I think the exact same show. Dick Vitale. Yeah, this is the same show. It's called Off the Bench with a Jordy Kalota and T. Bob Herbert. He used to play for LSU.
Oh, T. Bob.
I think T. Bob was the one snapping the ball to Jordan Jefferson on 13 men on the field.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty sure that was
him. Nice.
let's see what Vitale had to say today. Let's see. He said, obviously they met with him. He should have met with them initially. He's very fortunate. Think about this. They could have fired him right then and there on insubordination. Forget about the charges, the situation with the wiretap, but the fact that you refused to meet with the president, refused to meet with an AD, if they really wanted to play hardball, they could have ended it right then and there. Apparently he wasn't as mad today. Man, I need that audio. I wish he would have gotten to another shouting match.
Oh.
That first one was
so
unreal.
Funny. Yeah,
I had never heard Dickie V use any type of curse word before.
He was close.
He at least dropped a damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, Dickie V making it PG over here, man. Yeah, man. Dick Vitale. He is very serious about Will Wade should have been fired down there immediately. It's kind of amazing he wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I am too. The whole thing is just so weird.
So does he just go back to does he go back to recruiting now?
Yeah, is he back on
the
road?
He's going to have to at least try to keep it normal, right?
I guess.
I mean, he can't just hide. He can't just be a hermit crab and hide in his office.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't make any more phone calls.
I bet he's keeping that door shut now.
He's keeping the door shut.
Got a new lock on it.
I would find it. I find it very hard to believe that he will have success, if any, in the upcoming years in recruiting after all this.
He's keeping that door shut, and also what he's doing, he's making sure to get a burner this time.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Get a burner phone?
Gotta get that
get
burner.
Get one of those track phones, man.
Got to,
make
man.
One call, throw it away. I mean, come on.
Just have an assistant go out to Walmart or Target. Just buy a bunch of burner phones.
Also have a bunch of Fall Guys on staff. That's also true. If we start seeing LSU hiring all these no-name guys for analyst for the basketball team, whatever.
That's the fall guy.
We know what's going on.
That's your fall guy. Take a nice little payday and take the fall right there for my wrongdoings right there. We'll see if he survives this, man. I just want to see if he's going to get on that stand first and foremost. We're going to see if he's going to get right there or not. And if he does, man, all bets are off.
If he doesn't get on the stand, is he for sure done?
LSU has to can him.
Is he for sure done if he doesn't get on the stand?
It's like a nonverbal admission of guilt, I would
It looks like they're fighting tooth and nail, but there's only so much they can do if Wade keeps putting his neck out there.
I think if he doesn't get on the stand and says no, I think they have to. I mean, it's going to be the same thing. He's not going to talk to the government, the FBI. Yeah, you're done. Yeah. So his best bet is to get up there and tell the truth, tell us what actually happened. And if he does, he's done. I think he's done either way. I really do. I don't see how he makes it. I don't see how he makes it.
They're going 5-4
There's
at
no
least.
Shot he can make it.
They know that basketball program is going to be nuked for a few more years if they lose him.
Yeah.
But, hey, they might be nuked if they try to keep him, too.
That's true.
Double-edged sword right there. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Under 30 minutes left in this Monday edition of the show. We got birthdays coming up on the other side. Cole versus DB. Don't want to miss it.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time for birthdays here on Overtime, April 14th and 15th. Happy Tax Day, everyone. Y'all got your taxes done, right? Y'all didn't wait till right now.
Mine have been done for a couple months.
Yeah, for like awesome. A month and a half.
Look at us being financially responsible.
Yeah.
Big fan of it. You didn't have to file for an extension, get the IRS, having some eyeballs on your personal finances.
Sure. Don't want that.
Always good to not be under the watchful eye of the government. We're under their watchful eye enough already, as it is.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Well, I guess our FBI agents that are assigned to us will watch us play birthdays right now.
Yeah. Welcome in, fellas.
Pretty good game we got today, gentlemen. 11 in total. 6 from yesterday, 5 from today. A lot of quality names right here. Gonna give it an A-.
Okay, wow.
They're definitely a little better today than they were yesterday. Still some good names on for yesterday. Let's get to it. I think this might be a tougher one here because I know her name. I can't tell you off the top of my head a damn thing she's in, but maybe you might be able to. She's 42 as of yesterday, and she's an American actress. Let's see here. Y'all wouldn't know that. Oh! No, y'all might know. Yeah, that's right. That's where our name's familiar. She received widespread recognition and fame for her portrayal of Buffy Summers on the series Buffy the Vampire Slayer from 1997 to 2003. Really?
Having a clue.
She's been in films such as I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream 2, Cruel Intentions, and she was in the 2 live-action Scooby-Doo movies. She was Daphne. She was also in The Grudge, if you like that. Those type of horror movies.
Okay, she goes
by her full name.
Okay.
I will say she goes by her full name. Initials, SMG.
SMG?
Not submachine gun, but.
Sophia Marie Grace.
5 seconds.
Don't know.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, Sarah Michelle
name
Gellar.
Name rang a bell for Cole, at least. Yeah. You'd know her face.
Like, well, yeah, I'd probably know her face from, she was definitely Daphne.
Yeah, definitely Daphne.
She's a Daphne.
All right, 0-0 here. This is a name y'all will get. He turned 24 yesterday, starting quarterback for Cleveland Browns.
Baker Mayfield.
Damn, that was
simultaneous.
That was... Oh, I heard Brightman say the buh.
Baker.
First. Yeah, got to get that one to Brightman. 1-0 to Brightman here. Happy birthday, Baker Mayfield. I hope you spent it not getting chased by police this time.
Yeah.
80. She turned.
That was a funny video.
Oh, it was great. She turned 87 yesterday. Still alive and kicking. American country music singer and songwriter.
Dolly Parton.
It's not Dolly. She is famous for such hits as You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, Don't Come Home a Drinking with Loving on Your Mind, Coal Miner's Daughter. She's from Kentucky.
I'm going to go ahead and see
this one. Loretta Lynn, the legend.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
She's got a lot of.
I know you're not a country fan, but you never even heard?
I don't believe so. Really? It's not ringing a bell.
She's got a lot of does she have like a dude ranch or something? Like here close, or like a restaurant or something? I see her billboards all the time, especially like on 40
She's
East.
Probably like every other older country star has like some type of restaurant up in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
All right, here 1-1 44. He turned yesterday. He's a former MMA fighter. UFC champion. Let me get his weight class here because I think he was a middleweight. No, he still fights. He still actually fights for UFC. My bad. I thought he retired. Still fights for UFC.
44?
He is both a middleweight and a light heavyweight. He's Brazilian.
Anderson Silva?
Is Anderson the Spider Silva. Yep.
Spider. He still fights at 44?
He does.
That's incredible.
I assumed he had retired. No. Spider's still going. It's 2-1 Cole. Two more birthdays. He turned 46 yesterday. He's an actor. Let me get up his profile here. He's an American actor and producer. Received widespread fame after starring in Roman Polanski's the Pianist in 2002. Don't look at me. Y'all not heard of that movie?
No.
The Pianist.
He was it won an Academy Award, but he was a piano player and a Holocaust survivor in World War II.
In the movie?
Never heard of it? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Let me get up other movies here. He's been in The Thin Red Line, The Village, 2005, King Kong, Predators in 2010. The Grand Budapest Hotel in 2014, not ringing a bell. He also appeared in the fourth series of the BBC historical drama Peaky Blinders, which I know is popular.
Ooh, I love Peaky Blinders.
AB is his initials.
I don't know Jack any of their
Black.
Names.
So Jack Black was in King Kong.
Nobody gets it. Adrian Brody.
Who is he in Peaky Blinders?
I can tell you real quick. He is Luca. Luca Cingretta?
Luca.
I don't know. It says he was only in there for 6 episodes.
Oh, okay. Huh. I love that show. I don't know any of their actual names, though.
Tough one yesterday. Still 2-1, Cole. Last birthday. Y'all will get this. He turned 78. Baseball legend. He's not in the Hall of Fame due to his banishment.
Pete Rose.
78, wow.
Charlie Hustle of the Big Red Machine.
Yeah.
Pete Rose. Let him in! People have done much worse things than bet.
Yeah, I don't.
Let him in, Cooperstown.
I don't think he'll ever get in, and it really is a shame. It's not like he did roids like all these other guys.
All-time hits leader.
Exactly. Probably won't make it.
Such a big shame. 3-1, Cole. Now we move on to today's birthdays. We got 5 of them, and they're much better.
Okay.
29 today, English actress Harry Potter. Beauty and Beast.
Emma Watson?
It's Emma Watson.
Ooh, I almost said Julia or something. I don't know where.
You got it, though.
Emma Watson.
It's Emma Watson.
She's 29?
29 as of today, man. Yeah, dang. She's grown up quick.
She has.
And it's 3-2, Cole. Ooh. Another English actress. She turns 22 today. One of my personal favorites. She's known for her role in Game of Thrones as Arya Stark.
It's not Emilia Clarke, is it?
No.
No, she plays.
She's Dany.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
No clue.
Doesn't she also? Oh, no, that's not.
Is
her.
It the girl?
You know the name or you don't know the name.
I know
is
the
it the girl that
name.
Was on.
She was on. Fallon. Yeah, Fallon. She gave away the spoiler. Yeah, that wasn't really a spoiler.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. I don't know her name.
Nobody. No, y'all get it. It's Maisie Williams.
Maisie Williams. Okay. Okay.
Damn, my girl Maisie. I had a dog named Maisie when I was a kid.
Did
by
you?
The way. Just completely random out of the blue.
Oh,
nice.
It's like you knew.
I don't think so, but anyway. Still 3-2 here. Still anybody's game. 41 years old today. Country music star.
Crap.
He's got long hair and a beard. Tennessee Whiskey.
Chris Stapleton.
It is Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I was not getting that one.
Kentucky native.
4-2, Cole. Bratman can force a tiebreaker, though, if he gets these next two, which you both will know these next two. Let's do a historical one. So here you go, DB. You got some right. History. He would have been 567 today.
Wow.
He is an Italian. He was the Renaissance
man. Da
Vinci?
Da Vinci?
Cole got it.
Leonardo?
Yeah. Leonardo da Vinci.
Italiano.
He did everything. Inventor, painter, sculptor, architect, scientist, musician. Yeah, he did everything. Go Leonardo.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy what would have been 567 years old. Passed away on May 2nd, 1519.
Wow.
Gone way too soon.
R.I.P.
Way, way too soon. And last one, 37 today. He's a Canadian actor and director, comedian. He first got his big break in Judd Apatow's series Freaks and Geeks. And then after that, he has been in films such as The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, Funny People.
Seth Rogen?
It is Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen was in The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was.
He also co-wrote the films with Evan Goldberg, Superbad, Pineapple Express, The Green Hornet, This is the End.
That's a great
and
movie.
The Interview. Hmm. And he's been this in all those so as well. Funny. Can either of you do the Seth Rogen laugh?
No, I'm not good at it.
I'm not going to try.
I'm not good at it.
I don't want to try it either. Oh, man, Seth Rogen. Dude, weed, LMAO. I smoke marijuana and it's funny. These are my movies. He's got a bunch of good movies. I'm not.
He does. That
Super Bad's one of my all-time favorites.
That is the gist of his personal life and film career.
He does have a lot of funny movies.
He does. I love him.
I can't hate on him too.
I love him.
That does it for birthdays here, and we got one more segment to go on the Monday edition of Overtime. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Back to wrap up the show right after this. Sailing. Wrapping up overtime here, going over to the Fan Run phone lines, 865-546-8200. Let's get Westchester on the horn right now. Westchester, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey, I've been listening to sports talk since I got out of work. And let me tell you one thing real quick, and I really don't care who I offend, but I feel like if you're talking crap about Tiger winning the Masters or you're upset, legitimately upset about Tiger winning the Masters, I can walk into your house with a six-pack of beer for me and you, and by the time you finish your six-pack, you're telling me a racist joke. Just saying.
Whoa! Damn. Oh, got him.
All right. Y'all have a good show. Thanks.
Well, okay. Well, thank you, Westchester. Well.
Okay.
Made his point quick and to the point. I'll give him that.
I wonder who's been hating that Tiger won. I wonder who it
no,
is.
No, you got Tiger haters. Well, you know, you got caller John Tweed.
Well, I mean,
who
yeah,
hates
but...
Tiger. Tiger probably did something to him personally.
Sure.
I don't get if you. Here's the thing: if you want to take like the moral high ground, hating Tiger, like give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me an absolute break. He didn't murder anybody. He's not a rapist. He didn't kill like anybody. Like. I know he had the DUI, but he didn't kill anybody when, like, he did do it or whatever, which, I mean, not condoning that.
Sure.
But so many people screwed up, and I guarantee you, if you don't like – if you're a Tiger hater, and I'll ask you, okay, who's, like, your favorite football player? Who's your favorite basketball player? I guarantee you they got some shady stuff going on in their past.
Yeah.
More than likely, yeah.
Think about all the people like Kobe. I mean
– people tend to forget about that stuff in Colorado.
The whole Colorado, quote-unquote, incident.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like Michael Jordan a lot, well...
Gambler.
Allegedly, you know, not allegedly gambler. He is, but I mean...
Yeah,
I'm getting too big conspiratorial talk, but you know there's some people that believe his gambling debt led to his father getting killed.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I'm a big Phil Mickelson guy, and, you know, his past is definitely a little shady there. He's a gambler.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's clean. Nobody's clean. You can't be taking moral high grounds. Like, okay, well... I mean, you know, cast the first stone and all that.
Sure.
I feel like it's just so dumb. I feel like you're just, why would you be rooting against greatness like that? Because that's what we saw yesterday.
I root against LeBron.
Oh, God. Daniel Bratman roots against greatness.
Just LeBron.
Just LeBron's greatness. Yeah. But why would you do that, though? Why would you root against Tiger's greatness? That was such an amazing scene on the 18th green.
Yeah.
Everybody in the gallery, down the fairway, around the green, just packed in. You had never heard Augusta erupt like that.
Yeah.
They kept chanting his name, Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. And it was so surreal.
It was.
Because how many people thought that, A, you know, he at this point ever win another major again, and let alone it be the Masters. That was the one he had the longest drought of not winning of all the majors.
Yeah.
Goes up there, gets his fifth green jacket. I like greatness, ladies and gentlemen.
I love a good comeback story. I love a good redemption story. And we got all of that yesterday. All of it. I mean, I can understand the people that are upset about what he did in the past. Sure, he shouldn't have done all that. But, I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, you're going to root against the guy for making one. I mean, I'm sure he's made more than one dumb mistake, but one big one. No. No. You're just a hater if you're doing that.
I mean, you really are.
You are.
It's like really bad. Think of all people still root for Johnny Football.
I'm a big
track record
Hail
of that
Manziel,
guy.
Bro.
Track record of that guy.
Hail Manziel.
Nobody's clean.
Yeah. No, yeah. Most aren't.
Yeah, not really. LeBron kind of is. As far as like off the court.
As far as we know.
Incidents.
Yeah.
You know.
D Wade's pretty clean.
When it comes to like dealing with the front office, dealing with coaches, LeBron's
pretty dirty,
not so clean.
But yeah, personal life, pretty clean. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Real quick here as we wind down the show, another weekend update here. How about the Vaultellos? Tennessee baseball gets the series win over number 2 Georgia.
Let's go.
Gets, big.
I mean, just does not allow any runs on Thursday and Friday. Now, you got taken care of on Saturday, but you know what? Yeah, won the series against number 2. And guess what? Tennessee back in the top 25, number 22.
Yeah.
Back on the diamond tomorrow at 6 o'clock against Morehead State for the midweek game.
Yeah.
These Tennessee Volunteers looking pretty good in the SEC East standings. Definitely Hoover bound.
Yeah.
And the teams that they're beating and everything, the way they're doing it, might have a decent postseason showing.
Yeah.
Ninth
right now, according to RPI in the country as well.
Woo!
Ninth RPI. The pitching staff is phenomenal. It's
coming
together.
Garrett Stallings, man, just absolutely on Thursday, just at the Friday, excuse me. But yeah, good things for these Vaultellos. That'll do it for overtime tonight. For Daniel Bratman, Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. Be back same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock. See you then.